The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Now, Tom Von Lawler has been in loads of things since something called, what was the name of it where he played Nidge? Love Hate, that's what it was. Well, that was a long time ago, and he's been in lots of brilliant movies and TV series since. And he joins us now because he's now in a new original movie, The Beautiful Game, with Bill Nighy. Tom, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
And I'm fascinated by this because the Homeless World Cup for football is something that we've actually featured on this programme in the past, because there have been Irish teams which have gone and competed in this, and some extraordinary stories of young men turning themselves around by use of this tournament. Tell us, what did you know about it before you were brought on board the movie?
I knew quite a bit in terms of watching, seeing Colin Farrell's documentary about the Homeless World Cup, which was around 2007 maybe, called Kicking It, which is a great place to look to start with, if listeners want to know about the origins of the competition. And so I had seen that and knew a little bit about the competition, but now having done the film and done our research and learned more about it, I realise what an incredible programme it is, and what an astonishing way to give homeless people internationally a sense of purpose and community and direction, and also just challenging perceptions of what homeless people are capable of. And what I found fascinating, and I didn't realise it until we shot the film, was that internationally the competition, people who are homeless or who have been asylum seekers or have addiction issues who qualify to play for their countries in the Homeless World Cup, there's year-round tournaments within those countries to qualify for trials towards being chosen to represent their countries at the Homeless World Cup. So it's a huge program internationally that's a year-round thing, and it gives homeless people a structure and a sense of direction, and then they go on to hopefully represent their country internationally. So it's an amazing tournament that's been going since 2001 and has been everywhere from Melbourne to Mexico City to Paris to Cape Town. So it's a huge competition, and it's an astonishing achievement.
And Tom, I may be wrong in this, please correct me if I've misremembered this, but I think you only get one opportunity, don't you, to represent your country, and then they have whole new team the next year, to make sure that as many people get the opportunity rather than having the same people going back year after year.
That's right. So you have to qualify. There are different ways of qualifying. You are or have been homeless during that year. You are or have been an asylum seeker during that year, or you are a street vendor selling a homeless magazine or paper, or someone who suffered addiction issues. And you can represent your country once, but what's brilliant about it is that at the end of the competition, the people who've represented their country aren't just kind of left, and there's a whole program of trying to keep those people involved in the competition, or finding jobs for them or housing for them. So it's not something like you represent your country, you play this big tournament and you just left. It's an ongoing working program to help these people who are representing their countries to stand on their own feet.
Now, that sounds a bit like telling us about the documentary, but tell us about the movie The Beautiful Game and your part in it, because presumably this is a drama, it's entertainment.
Yes, so really so on the Homeless World Cup team, there's like eight on the team. It's like a street soccer it's like a four-side, one goalie and three outfield players, and it's like a street soccer setup. So our story is we are homeless men who are chosen to represent the English team playing in the Homeless World Cup in Rome. And Bill Nighy plays our manager. So we're all on the team, and as we're about to go to Rome, Bill comes upon this young man, brilliant player, who is in denial about the fact that he is homeless, but who has once been an academy player for West Ham. And Bill Nighy invites him to join our team. And he comes, but kind of still in denial about the fact that he's homeless. And we all go to Rome to play in this tournament, and it's about us trying to come together as a team and overcome our different obstacles, be it addiction, be it different experiences of homelessness. And it's about the team coming together and trying to progress through the different phases and get to the final.
And your own role, I believe you play a goalkeeper now. Had you ever been a goalkeeper in your youth or in adulthood?
I wish. I played a lot of schoolboy football, but I hadn't played for like 30 years. So, you know, in one's head, one is in that kind of Walter Mitty way, one kind of thinks, oh yeah, you know, I could hold my own. But what's amazing is in the film, the people we're playing, the teams we play against, all the teams you see in the film are the real homeless World Cup teams. So Netflix flew them all in from all around the world, Mexico, different parts of Europe, different parts of Africa. So every team you see in the film that we play against are the real homeless World Cup teams. And the standard is absolutely phenomenal. So we went out 2 weeks early to have a boot camp. And we were trained by this brilliant coach, Mike Delaney, who works on a lot of the kind of big corporate football ads. And he choreographed all our moves and the different goal sequences and the save sequences. But within that, while we were filming, we were also allowed to have free play to try and get an improvisational feel to it. But like we couldn't live with those teams for like 2 seconds. They were just, you know, I couldn't keep clean sheets. Like, they were just extraordinary. So that was very sobering. And the amount of skill involved is of such a high level. And it's men and women. So they're in the actual competition, they're separate tournaments for men's and women's that take place at the same time. But in our film, it's men's teams and women's teams playing against each other. So, but it's an amazing, it's a very, very moving thing when at the end of the film, you see all the teams together. And meeting them while we were shooting it was also incredibly eye-opening and sobering and inspiring and moving. So it's a film with a really big heart. It's an uplifting film. And it's, again, about the potential we all have, but especially people who are downtrodden, people who are disenfranchised, homeless people, and trying to change the idea of homeless people and what they're capable of, and making sure we try and remember that they have their own dignity to be expressed.
I'm sure lots of people are looking forward to it. It comes out on Netflix on the 29th March, The Beautiful Game. But you're very busy because you're also in another movie which has just opened here in Ireland, Baltimore, about the life of Rose Dugdale. What's all that about?
Yes, so that is about Rose Dugdale's heist, her kind of extraordinary operation of stealing the great masterpieces of Vermeer's, Goya's, Rubens' paintings from Rusborough House in 1974. And the film centres on the kind of heist and what happens afterwards with her and her IRA cell. In this, they steal the paintings and they go to this kind of hideout. And it's not a biopic in the standard sense. It's a kind of a film that's more about art, identity, class. And it's a totally different kind of a film. It's a kind of a heist thriller film coupled with a kind of an art house look at identity. It couldn't be any different, but it's a very beautiful film.
Yeah, indeed. Of course, she died last weekend as well at the age of 83. As I mentioned, Sarah, you're exceptionally busy across TV and movies. I mean, I remember seeing you in the Ipcress Files TV series there a couple of years ago, which was great fun. Yeah. And I'm surprised it's not back yet for a second series. Or is there one coming?
I don't think so. You just don't know. Sometimes you get phone call out of the blue going, oh, we're reviving such and such thing. You're like, oh, really? I thought that was dead and buried. But listen, it's showbiz. You never know what's going to happen.
You didn't get typecast as Nige anyway.
Well, it's a funny thing because you are, if you're lucky, you can have variation. But sometimes, you know, extraordinary actors get kind of pigeonholed and typecast into certain types of roles. But I've been fortunate to be able to have some wriggle room within that. I mean, I still play the occasional psychopath.
Because you're good at it.
Well, I'm worryingly good at it. I don't know what that says about me. But I've got a film coming out next month, which is really, really interesting, called The Book of Clarence, which is a James Samuel film about, it's a majority black cast about a Black Messiah, or there's Jesus is played by a black actor, and it's this entire, and we play the Nazi, what, the white Nazi Romans. So that is coming out next month, and that is in which I play another psychopath. So you know, it's good to, you know,
you get plenty of variety, and of course, do you think is it going to be helped the opportunities for Irish actors, even the success of Cillian Murphy? You were in Peaky Blinders as well for a while, weren't you?
Yes, it's been an incredible time, and yeah, it's funny. In one way, it's not a surprise because I think we have always had brilliantly talented actors, and I think. And it's just a kind of a boom time, and I think that's hugely down to opportunity, and down to like streaming services and actors not having to leave Ireland to go and live in Los Angeles or London. People can be home based, and it's some extraordinary. But it's funny, you see young actors, young Irish actors on sets who are still coming up, and you're going, wow, just an amazing wave of talent, and it's. Listen, I'm learning from them as well as anything else. So it's wonderful to be opposite new blood coming through who are just extraordinary talents.
Tom Vaughan Lawler, it's been great having you back here on The Last Word. It's been too long since we last had you on the programme.
Yeah, lovely to chat to you.
So thank you so much. And The Beautiful Game on Netflix from the 29th of March.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.